with the brush and then cooling.
And something people used to put in a pistol, they call that a...
Put in the pistol.
In a pistol that they'd shoot.
Call them the cottage you put in the pistol.
Okay. And you sharpen a straight razor using a leather...
My daddy had a straight razor. He sharpened it with the leather.
What did he call that leather?
Called the razor strop.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, my daddy, when he died, my brother took his straight razor on the down the box and got it now. He didn't like the same straight razor. Straight razor.
What did they sharpen small knives on? What would you sharpen a small knife on?
On bricks, and then you can get on a piece of but the biggest we sharpen on the brick.
Mm-hmm.
You know the thing sharpen on, we grab that brick. Sometimes sharpen it on the back of the stove. Hit against that back iron on that stove and sharpen.
Did you ever hear of a whitrock or whetstone? Mm-hmm.
Whitrock.
Huh?
Yeah, we had a flat rock.
Uh-huh.
And hit us turn that wheel and sharpen that pretty.
And something that children would play on, they'd take a board and it'd go up and down like this?
I haven't seen so.
Okay. If you saw some children playing on that, you'd say they were...
We used to play on.
What would you say they were doing?
Seesaw.
Okay. Yeah, did you ever see anyone take a board and fix it and it'd spin around and around?
Mm-hmm. Well, we just called it the spinning wheel. What we called the spinning wheel.
How would you make one of those?
Hey, Mom. We would make.
Do you ever hear of anyone taking a board and fixing it down at both ends, and children would jump up and down on it in the middle?
Mm-hmm. We don't that. Then Mama found out and hooked us by it. But we just called, see now, one day my brother jumped one side on the plane, didn't mean no harm. It skipped out, he went against my leg, I fell off, and it went against my leg and skipped my leg. And Mama hooked us by it and made us let alone then after that.
Uh-huh. What did you call that thing that they'd jump on?
That was a seesaw. We were seesawing on and we just jump up and down. Yeah, that was a seesaw and we just jump up and down. Mama stopped us from that.
And you could tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it and you'd be making a...
Swing.
Uh-huh. Did y'all ever burn coal around here?
No. Nah. My sister lived in Marcus. She had a furnace. We left that funny down in the smokehouse. She had a funny. But my grandpa and them used to burn coal, but we never did use it.
What would people carry coal in? What would they use to carry it?
In the coal sack.
Uh-huh.
Burn the wagons up and everything.
And the thing that runs...
Burn the wagons and everything.
He said it started itself. Okay, then. That might be ready.
The thing that runs from the stove to the chimney, you call that the...
The pipe.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. The stove pipe.
And if you wanted to move bricks or something heavy like that, you could put in something that has a wheel in the front and two handles.
Mm-hmm.
You call that a... What would that be?
Say how you think.
Well, if you wanted to move something heavy like bricks,
mm-hmm.
you could... Put it in something that has a wheel at the front and it's got
that's
two...
That's a wheelbarrow.
Is it what?
Wheelbarrow.
Okay. Did you ever hear another name for that?
No. No, but the wheelbarrow.
And what everyone has nowadays to drive, you'd call that a... like what I have parked out there.
A car.
Is there another name for car?
Nothing but the car.
Automobile.
I forgot the automobile. I called the car.
A long time ago, if you had a wagon and the wheels were squeaking, what would you have to do?